It's the 19th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Financing for Bedfordshire Police from the Labour Government has risen by almost £6 million over the previous year. Funding increased from £95.5 million to just over £101 million. John Tizard, the Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, said, "I welcome the overall increase after over a decade of austerity and underfunding of policing nationally and in Bedfordshire. An additional 5% of the total budget could be received in the form of grants for special policing operations associated with gun violence and organised crime." Mr. Tizard will be meeting with the public to discuss the council tax police precept, expected to be almost £4 million more than last year. As part of the government's construction targets to build 1.5 million homes across the country by 2029, as many as 1,200 of those homes are targeted for Bedford annually. Matthew Peenycook, the Housing Minister, said, "We're confident that the revised framework we're introducing will support significantly higher rates of house building and sustained economic growth." Speeding offences on Bidnam's main road, close to the school near Bidnam Turn and along Bromham Road, are becoming more frequent and brazen. Some motorists have been clocked travelling between 70 and 95 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. In a recent non-fatal accident in the area, a driver of the vehicle was clearly travelling at high velocity. Through funding received from the Saxon Park development, the parish has chosen to install average speed cameras along the route as the most effective way to address the problem. Toby Corkett from Leighton Buzzard has been awarded the District Cub of the Year award after contacting King's Charles about his Hotcliffe Road Scout Hut, which flooded twice from severe weather. The 8-year-old says he usually doesn't win anything but was happy to receive the award. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.